ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The gunman who the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida says killed three black people at a retail store before taking his own life earlier today was confronted by a security guard at Edward Waters University in Jacksonville. He was asked to leave and did with no trouble, says a statement by the school. Edward Waters is a private, historically black Christian university. Jacksonville Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman.
I'm emotional. You know, we got kids in this community seeing all of this. And this is unnecessary. You know, it's unjust that we can't even walk on the sidewalks. We're not safe in any stores.
Police in Boston arresting several people after a shooting Saturday morning that disrupted the Caribbean Carnival celebration. Police radio from Broadcastify. Cops say they grabbed several guns and those injured were treated. Bob Barker's died, longtime TV game show host of Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right. He was 99. This is ABC News. A continuing ripple effect over an infamous kiss. ABC's Patrick Rievel.
FIFA has suspended the head of Spain's soccer association, Luis Rubiales, amid the uproar over his unwanted kissing of a female player after Spain's win at the World Cup last week. 11 Spanish national team coaches have resigned in protest over Rubiales' conduct. Rubiales has vowed to prove his innocence.
Some changes being made because of the high price of abodes, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
The National Association of Realtors says rising mortgage rates and low inventory are keeping would-be buyers on the sidelines. And with median home prices now over $400,000, new homeowners are thinking small. The Wall Street Journal says buyers are cutting back on things like dining rooms or even bathtubs.
A bunch of Loch Ness monster enthusiasts are at the Scottish lake hunting for the legendary serpent. With thermal imaging drones, infrared cameras, and a microphone that can hear sounds under the murky waters. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Visit them at their Atwood Avenue office or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It's time for Essential Last Crack. This is an oldie but a goodie, My Burning Time. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
such a trippy song from Last Crack. Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Radio. That was Bullet Train, the last track on their 2019 Uprising album. My Burning Time before that. Essential Last Crack every Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock. What is your Essential Last Crack? I want to know your two favorite Last Crack songs. And if you email me and tell me those songs, and if I play them during Essential Last Crack, you win a prize. It's that simple. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Make it attention Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Let me know, and you could win something. I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. Heavy. Lots to get to this hour, including new music from Or Does It Explode, When Implied, Breach. Plus, I have three big shows to tell you about. Right now, brand new music from Argyle, Wisconsin, Mile 134. This band name, 134, Mile 134, is the mile marker where they buried their bases. That's harsh, man. Someone was quoted describing Mile 134 by saying metal with substance. Let's check out their brand new single right now. It's called Red Eye. It's Mile 134. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Black weight of the world on your shoulders.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Karma, Bloody Karma, and The Obstacle. Before that, new metal from Breach and Fend. Breach is playing the Taste of Madison on the Square this Labor Day weekend. That's going to be a fun show to check out. Karma, Bloody Karma is playing Riff Raff Fest, and that's in Wausau at the Pollock Inn. Hello, WXCO listeners. We got a show for you. Riff Raff Fest is happening September 9th at the Pollock Inn. Check out this sick lineup. Karma, Bloody Karma, Coal Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. It's going to be a night of aggression at the Pollock Inn. It's Riff Raff Fest in Wausau. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. Riff Raff Fest, September 9, Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM, Max Inc. Radio, and Civic Media. We are local music. We got some Coal Black River next. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't be the first to speak. Challenge the authority. Don't change the status. is how I've been through. I've been through. Above it.
Brand new music from When Implied. That is Above the Ground. Braden from When Implied joined us last week on the show. That podcast is waiting for you right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Brand new music from Or Does It Explode before that. That was their new single called In Doing So from their new album, The Medium is the Message. It's killer and is available for your download right now on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I'm about to get out of here, but I got two more shows to tell you about. The first one is the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. It's back at the High Noon Saloon, September 24th. That's a Sunday. Oh, it's going to be a big show too. The Skin Tones, The Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspects, Cannabis Elevated. Now, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road. Local delivery too. Shop online at herbalaspect.com. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Advanced tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. It's presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM. And Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs.
I cannot wait to see Fiberweed at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series on September 24th at the High Noon Saloon. I have one more show to tell you about tonight. It's Sky Urchin. They're playing a show with the Vipers and Peacemaker at the Dark Star Art Bar on Saturday, September 9th. You're going to want to get there early because I'm broadcasting live 6 to 9 p.m. on Max Inc. Radio. And then we rock and we get silly. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. I'm out of here with Sky Urchin on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Spin my I Sync Radio, radio for the people.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark.